Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. Welcome back. In this episode, we are talking all things self-care, just in time for a new year, a new decade. Self-care doesn't mean me first. It means me too. When I am taking care of myself, I have so much more to offer my family than when I'm running on empty. Today, I'm giving you permission and reason as to why you should put yourself at the top of your to-do list every single day in 2020, whatever it is you need to be okay. It's not selfish to love yourself and take care of yourself. Remember, it's a necessity for your mental health. If you have ever flown, then I'm sure you have heard those flight attendants make the announcement to all the parent passengers to put their own masks on before helping others. They know something we all should. I always say it, but it's so true. We cannot pour from an empty cup. I never feel guilty when I go for my runs or get my workouts in, because in this stage of my life, that is a little of what my self-care for me looks like, and I know the why behind my runs and workouts. I get all those happy endorphins going, and so I don't feel exhausted or touched out by my family, because guess what? Doing something for you feels good. Before I had kids, I would sleep in, take naps, read books. I really don't know how I was so tired before I had kids, but I was. I also like to get my nails done every 2 weeks, and now I'm lucky if I go once a month. Honestly, I didn't even know what self-care was back then, and I was a very unhealthy version of myself. But I went back for the sake of sharing things that I did do for myself that made me happy. Self-care is discovering what brings you joy and feeds your soul. It will be different for everyone. There's no right or wrong way to practice self-care. Some days it will be emotional or physical, while other days spiritual, and all those are more in one day. The belief of not having time isn't true. It doesn't take a lot of energy, just planning and creativity. For example, the popular physical self-care could obviously be working out or remembering to stay hydrated, what you eat that day, or how much you sleep. Spiritual self-care could be prayer, fasting, Bible reading or journaling, even daily devotions. Emotional self-care, which is just as important, could be as simple as saying no, managing your stress, forgiving, and being compassionate. I'll add social media because it's so popular and having some really negative effects emotionally for some people, especially the younger generation. So a few tips could be no endless scrolling. Set a daily time limit and follow it. Don't compare yourself while you're on social media. And try to remember to follow positive feeds and keep your feed positive as well. Practical self-care could look like budgeting. I recommend Dave Ramsey. He has so many amazing resources. So This year, if you want to get on track financially and start budgeting, you should really check him out or even listen to his podcast. Household chores are also practical self-care things you could be doing to stay organized. Let's do one more: professional self-care. Create work boundaries and leave work at work. Remember, self-care isn't always sweet treats and bath bombs. Sometimes it's taking the middle of the day nap or going to bed early. It's eating healthy, stepping up your prayer game, saying goodbye to toxic relationships, and forgiving. Self-care is well-rounded and proactive. It's complex. The mentality of take a quick second and treat yourself is very toxic. Self-care isn't a magic dust that will solve everything immediately. It happens over time. It happens every day when you do something that pours back into you, whatever that might be. So friends, my wish, no, my prayer for you in 2020 is that you would find the strength to say, me too, because you know what? You are worth it. You are worth the quiet moment. You are worth that deeper breath and the time it takes to slow down, to be still and rest. Thank you so much for listening to this year's last episode. I really appreciate every single one of you that choose to listen to my podcast. If you haven't already, could you please take a quick second to hit subscribe, rate, or leave a review? I really appreciate it. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you next year. Bye.